Kelson joins here today, but we're on curtain.
Happy to be here.
So what do you think about the recent games in the Premier League over the past few days?
I think Man City were unlucky anyway to lose to Chelsea at the weekend, and Liverpool are doing well to stay in the top four race by beating Southampton. So keeping things entertaining.
I thought it was a joke. Kurt Zouma actually clobbered Raheem Sterling. Penalty wasn't given. Four officials. I had no idea what was going on.
No, I'd say that was a tight one.
I don't think so.
Well, you're just saying that because you want Liverpool to get in the top four.
No, I'm very unbiased.
No, I think you're very biased.
If you look at it, Kurt Zouma is after Stefan on his ankle and then he's fell all over him. And Sterling does dive a lot, but at that point, I actually agree with him.
No, you're just salty because Liverpool are just going to miss out in Champions League because they're rubbish.
So, I don't think so. Reece Williams, the golden centre back, does bits.
He is useless. Anyway, well, the Champions League final. It's coming up, Man City and Chelsea. And we got like a preview on Saturday of that. So.
I don't really know, to be honest. Who do you want to win?
I want both teams to lose somehow, if that's possible. Because I hate both teams. So hopefully they find a way to just draw or something. I don't know. But, or hopefully it just gets called off.
Two oil money clubs. Well, I think City will just edge it.
Yeah. Shows the way football's going, isn't it? Just hope for some rich lad to buy your club and then you'll win everything.
I think City will just edge over them, though, to play better style of football. The only way Chelsea will win is if they sit back and get a dodgy deflected goal.
And if Zouma just starts taking out people, like in Saturday.
Well, going back to that game, Aguero's shocking penalty against Chelsea. What did you think of that just for half time to make it 2-0? What's your opinions on that?
I can see why he doesn't start anymore anyway, especially after that. He should be kicked out of the club. That was horrific.
I get he's a club legend and all, but there's no excuse for that. And I don't know how Pep Guardiola excused him for that full time.
No. He should be fined for that.
It's a shocking decision.
Shocking.
Put you 2-0 up.
Embarrassing. He should be ashamed. Like, and his whole family should be ashamed as well.
What do you think of Liverpool versus Southampton game? 2-0 Liverpool.
Good game. I mean, I didn't really watch it, but I heard it was a brilliant game. So, and I saw Thiago go. At least he can actually score for the first time. So, you know.
We all know that's not his proper job. He controls the midfield. He's not a goal scorer in the midfielder.
We all know he's a flop. So.
Best Premier League midfielder at the moment.
After Scott McTominay.
Seriously. You listened to too much Aiden there on that one. That was a passion march. And...
Well, at least he has passion, I suppose. At least he has something. And he scores outside the box bangers every now and then. So I think he's a great player.
Don't know about that one.
Anyway, Man United are in the Europa League final against Villarreal. Could beat Arsenal. Absolute flops.
Arsenal are a joke club.
Arsenal are in the bin. Arteta out.
Troops wasn't very happy with their loss.
Yeah. And
nearly assaulted the fella on this podcast. Yeah.
Taking his anger out on everyone else. Almost broke the lad's computer and all. Poor lad.
Well, getting off that result, no one really cares about Arsenal anyways.
Yeah,
we'll come back to the league. What do you have to say about that VAR call against Kane against Leeds, which was a controversial one, and they ended up losing the game 3-1?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy because I don't like Tottenham, but at the same time, that was just... Like, if that's offside, then I'm Barack Obama, like, you know. Yeah, that was shocking enough. I thought it was literally, like, I thought the even on the VAR thing, that he looked like he was onside and all, but apparently not.
Yeah, the line showed that the Leeds defender was actually ahead of him, but they still
Yeah.
just went. And so
Like
whatever
an
fella is
offside.
looking at the VAR, I think he needs to have a good
Good look in the
mental
mirror.
assessment done over him.
Yeah, should be tested. Should be
Think
sacked.
the rules of VAR should be changed completely because the refs
Yeah.
don't have a clue what they're doing anymore.
Just second guessing themselves half the time. They don't
Yeah,
know what to be
they're
given and
afraid
what
to
not to be
give.
given.
Like an example of that is the Zuma incident on Sterling. He absolutely falls over and just takes him out, and then the ref doesn't know what to do. He doesn't give it, and then VAR doesn't give it because they didn't see a clear and obvious error by the referee. So it's just a joke, really.
Yeah, and the other penalty was barely a penalty as well, so it's like they got them backwards.
Yeah, but like, and if you look at that, if the ref gave that as a penalty, VAR wouldn't have overturned it because there wasn't a clear and obvious error. So it's literally just
Yeah,
the
exactly.
rules are stupid on that, in my opinion. Just
Yeah, it all depends on what the ref's first decision. Like,
yeah,
they rarely go against it.
they need to really have a good look at that rule with VAR.
Yeah, VAR out. It's rubbish. It's ruining football for everyone.
What do you think about like this rule with say red cards or VAR? What do you think about that in recent weeks?
I think red cards are, I don't know, to be
They're
honest.
being shown too much.
Yeah, it's gone so soft. It's just a red card given for anything. And handballs as well. That is a joke, the handball rule. Like some of the handballs you'd see. The person has their arm right by their side and it hits them. And it's still like giving us a handball. It's just so ridiculous. But
Mike Dean likes to throw a few red cards every game.
yeah, absolute fraud. All the refs are rubbish these days. I do a better job, I'd say.
So, who do you think will win the Europa League? I know you're a United fan, so you might be a bit biased there. Villarreal, they're in like fifth in La Liga, doing.
Yeah, Villarreal are no good. They had an easy run. Arsenal are crap, so
Yeah.
Arsenal made them look good. But
Yeah.
I still wouldn't be surprised if we somehow lost because United seem to bottle everything these days. So
I think he's in a good chance. Hope he's
yeah,
do,
we
please. If
should be
he's winning and
winning.
Liverpool come fifth, it's nice Champions League spot for Liverpool.
Yeah, I suppose. Shouldn't be supporting United though, should you?
I'm not saying that, I'm just.
Plastic.
Well, to be honest, Liverpool don't really have a chance to win anything this year, so
Liverpool are
their only
comfortable.
trophy might be if Mo Salah wins the Golden Boot, but your luck.
Yeah, I wouldn't be counting that really. Who do you think will win today between United and Aston Villa?
Tight game, but I think Ezri Konsa is going to score a last minute header to win the game 2-1.
No, 3-1. 3-1 United, easy win. And Greenwood will score two goals. I'm calling it.
He's a good youngster. Onto that. Who would you say is the best youngster in the league, honestly?
Yeah, it's Phil Foden. Probably head and shoulders above everyone else, but
I'd actually agree with you on that, but the English media, they overhype him
oh my
so
God,
much.
he is so overrated. It's unreal. Like he's still very good, but they act as if he's a reincarnation of Messi or something. He's just like,
Definitely.
but to be fair, he is good, but that is
Oh,
just
he's good for the
a
age
bit
of him,
too
but
far.
he's people. Yeah, people think he's Messi at the age of 19 or
Yeah.
something.
People saying he's the best youngster in the world are just completely stupid, I think.
Yeah,
I'm just
like he's
like
not on the levels of
Mbappe.
Haaland and Mbappe.
Yeah, exactly. They're carrying their teams. He's just like an
Fair
average
enough.
player in a
You look at him,
mad
but look at the
Gomez.
team that he's in.
Exactly. I'd look that good
Five
if I
like
were
a
Ten Hag.
512 million team around him.
But 500 million bench.
Yeah, like any team could do well with that, to be
Yeah,
honest.
exactly.
Like they
Just
can
stick
literally
anyone
have,
there.
they could put their bench out and still challenge for the title.
Yeah. Probably win the Champions League against
That is
Chelsea.
ridiculous. With the likes of Burnley, they play with the same team bloody every week,
16
week in, week
years.
Out. They're playing some good Brexit ball, very enjoyable to watch. They're not a diving team either, they're like their own hard tackle.
Exactly. Play hard, play fair. Burnley's model. I think that's 10 minutes almost, but maybe not.
Just to finish it up, what do you think about in the recent weeks of the Super League? I know it's gone now, but what did you think about that? And do you have anything to say about the owners and everything with each of the clubs?
I just think money's gotten to everyone's head. Money is just ruining the whole sport. And it's just become a business instead of a sport, really, these days. It's not even... The owners don't care about anything apart from their profits, so
yeah, I totally agree. The Glazers and the owners of United are just complete muppets, and they won't say anything about it.
Yeah, I know.
State of the fella as well.
Yeah, and his hair, he should just give up on his hair.
Same opinion with FSG. At least they issued an apology, that's not really good enough.
Yeah, at least.
United's owners didn't even do that, they
say anything.
There's all about money now.
Yeah, that's the way it's going.
Especially with Chelsea fans think Roman Abramovich is greatest owner of all time because I'll give you 300 million this summer and forget about it.
Look at that. The two teams in the Champions League final were nowhere until they were bought by billionaire owners. And now look at them. So, football is ruining the sport. I mean, money is. What am I saying? Football is ruining. But money is
seeing like 2008, they're getting beaten like 8-1 by Middlesbrough. Like,
yeah, and now look, get these oil money in, and suddenly you're the best team in the country. Oh, sorry for swearing, Jesus, in the world.
No wonder I can't agree with you on that though. Like, obviously, our two clubs that we support, there is a lot of money in, not compared
to
that's
their own revenue. We get just bought by billionaires and then they just pump money in.
If you look at the net spend Liverpool spent on winning that league in the summer, it was 36 million.
Yeah.
Then City go and do it. Then the summer they won it, what, like 448 million or something?
They have like a 500 million defence, sure. Like, just from defenders.
Ruben Diaz, Bert Fendt, fair enough.
Yeah, fair.
I figure. And they're saying if he wins, what, the Champions League, he's outdone Van Dijk already. If we're going off that, Curtis Jones is nearly outdone, like, with Kevin De Bruyne nearly, so fair enough on that, if you're going off that.
Anyway, I'd say we've done enough.
It's good to have you on, and so hope to
see
talk
you
in the future. See you on the next one. All right. Thanks for listening to the Let's Talk Football podcast. Listen in for the next episode and keep watching.